This is St. Louis Public Radio. A red wave struck Missouri on Tuesday as Republicans up and down the ballot trounced their Democratic rivals. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum and Joe Manis examine how this GOP landslide came to be.
So, Joe, let's not pull any punches here. Tuesday night was the biggest triumph for the Missouri Republican Party in the state's modern history and the worst night ever for Missouri Democrats. I mean, I've never seen anything like this before.
I haven't either. Even when the Reagan landslides of the 1980s pushed Republicans into most statewide offices, Missouri Democrats still control the state House and Senate. Come January, Republicans will hold every statewide office except auditor and one U.S. Senate seat, and they'll hold commanding supermajorities in the Missouri General Assembly.
And there's no question that President-elect Donald Trump's massive victory in Missouri contributed to this result.
Absolutely. Trump trounced Democrat Hillary Clinton in Missouri by roughly 20 percentage points. His win surely helped statewide and legislative candidates win, especially Governor-elect Eric Greitens, who had trailed in most polls.
If you want different,
do different.
And that's what we're doing in this election, folks. We are standing up and we are taking action to do different.
That's Greitens at his pre-election rally. The former Navy SEAL and author rode the outsider wave to victory over Democratic Attorney General Chris Coster. Greitens echoes Trump's approach of laying out broad priorities.
The people of Missouri are looking for us to get results, and that's what we're going to do. There are so many people who are counting on us, kids who want to make sure that they've got a fair shot at the American dream, and we're going to make sure that that happens here in the state of Missouri.
In addition to Greitens, Republicans won open races for Lieutenant Governor, Attorney General, Secretary of State, and Treasurer. And U.S. Senator Roy Blunt beat back a challenge from Democrat Jason Kander, proving once again the Republican senator is one of the state's most skilled politicians.
I'm looking at the future of Missouri in ways we haven't had a chance to do that in a long time. What a great group of new state officials, let me say again, to join a Missouri General Assembly that's focused on the right things.
So, Joe, what does this Republican sweep mean for state government in Missouri?
The most obvious consequence is that the Missouri General Assembly is almost guaranteed to pass right to work, which would bar unions and employers from requiring workers to pay dues. Even organized labor stalwarts such as State Representative Clem Smith concede that a right to work law in Missouri now is inevitable.
Unless there's a come to Jesus moment, as some call it within the Republican caucus, it'll be very difficult if Greitens becomes the governor. And with the control that this anti-labor force has over our legislature, it'd be very, very, very difficult to stop.
But Joe, Tuesday's results are about more than just policy. It's also a major statement about Missouri politics. There was an assumption that Republicans could only do well in off-year elections when turnout is lower.
Tuesday proved that Missouri Republicans can win during presidential years. And in the process, they wiped out Democrats who could have run for important offices for years to come.
St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay lamented just how tough it's gotten for his fellow Missouri Democrats.
It's a tough state. Missouri is a very conservative state. And I think that's just basically the way you got to look at it.
Republicans now have a lot of options for 2018 when they'll try to unseat U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill and pick up the state auditor's office held by Democrat Nicole Galloway.
But no matter what happens in a couple of years, it may be safe to say that after Tuesday's results, we can definitely call Missouri a red state. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
And I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.